Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
My zip code is 17566.
And your name?
My name is Lester Clark.
Could there be a lady's name?
Janet Clark.
Thank you. And for security, confirm the address.
267 West 5th Street in Quarryville, PA.
Thank you, sir. May I have your affiliation with Janet?
My what?
Your affiliation?
I don't even know why. I have a charge on my visa. I don't even know what it's about. So I thought I'd call and find out.
Okay, can I have your affiliation with Janet?
Oh, she's my spouse,
okay.
My wife.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. I have the account. It is located. It was a contest entry for the mixer being done by the Byte Sub service. It provides her
what?
With. It's the contest entry for the mixer.
Do you know anything about a contest entry for a mixer?
Yes.
I don't. You need to explain it a little deeper. She's here with a big question mark on her face.
The KitchenAid mixer. The contest
Kitchen?
Entry where if you win, you just pay shipping?
Oh, I did see something. I thought I exited out of there.
She thought she exited out of there. She did look at a KitchenAid mixer because ours
mm-hmm.
is shot. But so what's the $59.89 charge for?
So, okay, I think there may have been a misunderstanding to what our company was providing. So we are providing a contest entry. For our new customers who join our service, we provide recipe guides that help cut carbs and boost energy. Let's see. And for our new customers, with that contest entry each month you're with our service, you're re-entered until you decide to discontinue.
She wants to discontinue. But she didn't realize what she was doing, I guess. But we had this charge here, and we didn't understand it. So that was
gotcha.
The reason for my call, but if you would,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to have that credited back to my account.
I gotcha. I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding, sir. Now, if price is a primary concern for the monthly service, what I could do is plug in a $20 price drop for you.
No, it isn't a concern. She's a recipe crazy person, and I'm sorry. Anyway, and she's into mixers and all kind of stuff, so if she was looking at KitchenAid mixers, she might have got into something by mistake. She says she thought she exited this, but we're just not interested at this time.
I gotcha. I do understand. Well, give me just a second. Let me get this account canceled.
Sure.
And regarding the age, the charge was processed back on the 11th.
I see that, and it was posted on the 12th. The reference number starts out with 3591.
I don't need that, sir.
Okay.
So due to the age of the charge, the most that I'm going to be able to issue back is going to be a 50% refund for you. But that'll
You're
reflect
kidding.
Back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Wow. How did you get... I guess what I'd like to know is how did you get our credit card number?
Well, at the end of the offer, sir, is when the card information is input by the customer who's entering the contest.
Did you input anything?
Maybe I did. I don't remember doing it.
Okay, she doesn't remember doing that, but she said maybe she did. So what will be the refund on this?
It's the 50%, and it'll credit back usually within 3 to 5 business days. Give me 2 seconds, and I will give you a dollar amount.
Okay.
$29.94.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll look for that credit, and please stop, whatever it is. And I don't know
mm-hmm.
what might have happened here, but... Neither one of us I thought, what is that about? So
right, I gotcha. Yes, sir. I do apologize for any misunderstanding. The
so
account has been terminated, so there will be no future billings, and I did get that courtesy credit processed for you.
Okay, very good. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Any further questions?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.